explain all of this money matters. Well, this is why we've got Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Do my head in over the Puhoi to Warkworth motorway, for God's sake. Yet another delay. Here's my serious concern, Andrew. We can't build stuff in this country.
Not only do we seem to have problems with deadlines, but gee, if you want to build a motorway, you need deep pockets, Mike. So look, I want to talk about, I want to bring this back to New Zealand companies, because we talked yesterday about the discrepancy of performance of companies within the NZX 50. So you've got 8 to 9 companies that are in positive territory and the overwhelming majority aren't. And we've got a news relating to a couple of these big guns yesterday. So I want to talk about the Puhoi to Warkworth motorway, but in the context of Fletcher Building. Now Fletcher Building's still trying to stay out of the headlines, really, and they've got Commercial Bay open, and by all accounts it's wonderful. I haven't been through it yet, Mike. It's full of shops apparently, and I don't do shops. But yesterday we got an update from the NZTA, as you have pointed out, on Puhoi to Warkworth, and important for Fletcher Building because they are one of the main joint contractors. And yes, there is a 5-month delay to the project. So I don't know if you drive that way particularly frequently, Mike, but it's going to be May 2022 before you do it on the new motorway. Now, 5-month delay, and that's due to the COVID and other matters. It's not just COVID. The problem lay in that 5-week lockdown. They couldn't get the big earthworking machinery in there, and then you get the bad weather, and next thing you know, there's a 5-month delay. From the point of view of Fletcher Building, and what's the impact on them? Well, the government's putting in another $168 million. Now, $85 million of that is to cover the costs associated with those earth-moving delays, but $83 million is to cover costs and delays to work at the northern end. This is delays related to land purchases, and surprise, surprise, they've got consent problem. They had consent problems up there where it terminates in Warkworth. So they've got there. Now, from the Fletcher Building point of view, pre-COVID, this project was at break-even. So there was no real wriggle room for contractors, and we assume that still is. The key point here, though, Mike, is if you think about the projects that really cost Fletcher Building, Commercial Bay, New Zealand International Convention Centre, they had private clients there. Mm. Who's the client here?
Exactly.
They got the government now, and so they've kicked in with these cost overruns. Total cost now, $877.5 million. There's 18.5 kilometres of roadway, Mike, so that is getting close to $50 million per kilometre of road. Not quite, but you're getting there. These are expensive, now, expensive projects, aren't they?
And when you're announcing $12 billion, $3 billion, $15 billion to rebuild your entire economy based on infrastructure...
Oh, it's just a rounding error.
Exactly. That's right. Now, Auckland Airport, what can you report? Because you've been on the road.
I've been on the road. I've been through Auckland, Christchurch and Wellington airports this week. And actually, they're busier than I thought they would be, Mike. People are travelling. They are travelling. Auckland International Airport have announced further one-off costs and some cost-cutting as well. So they're probably a little bit higher than expected. So some of these issues will have a cash impact. Some are non-cash. So they've had some property revaluations out at Auckland Airport. That's actually a positive, $130-150 million. Capital expenditure write-off, some impairments, that's non-cash, $40-50 million. But there are some real money impacts. They've had to terminate some projects, so they've got some make good costs there, so $68-70 million there. Rent abatements, so they've given people rent abatements, sort of $63-68 million. That's real money as well. So these are significant items, probably, I'd say, a little bit higher than expected. Now, to give you an idea of the drop in volume, they reported yesterday they're now processing 800 international passengers a day. That's less than 5% of what they were doing 6 months ago. So a 95% drop. It's precipitous, isn't it? Yeah. And there will be, they said there'll be further staff reductions. We don't know the extent of those. Share price did drop a little bit yesterday, sort of 2.3%. Bit of context, though, it was up 5% the previous 2 days, so not too bad.
Numbers, please.
25,845 on the Dow Jones, up 32, so 0.12%. The S&P 500, 3120, up 20. The NASDAQ, 10,155, up 97 points, just under 1%. FTSE 100, down 12, 6157. The Nikkei lost 166 points yesterday, 22,121. But good day on the Chinese exchange, Shanghai Composite, 3025, 1.38%. The ASX 200, they had a little pop high yesterday, 36 points, 5934. However, we didn't celebrate the second half of the year in style yesterday. We lost 100 points, 0.88% fall, closing at 11,350. Kiwi dollar, though, continues continues to be nice and strong, 0.6470 against the US, 0.9361 Aussie, 0.5749 Euro, 0.5184 pounds, 69.53 yen. Gold, $1,768.77. Brent crude, $41.98. And Mike, tomorrow we are going to talk wine because the wine industry is looking great.
Good on you, mate. We'll look forward to it. Have a good day. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth.